Stickfield.
Hi, is Kent available?
Sure, hang on one second.
Thanks.
Are you calling to say you're giving away naturals away or anything?
Well, actually, we're doing a sale, two for $3.
Okay. I'll for sure get it. Just a second.
Okay.
Hey, Bob. What's happening?
Not a whole lot. What's going on with you?
Yeah, starting off a little slow this year. Of course, I'll tell you what, one of the problems is that we've got damn lab stuff, you know, where we used to sell $6,000 rings, we're selling two.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty common out there. All these great markups and no volume.
Yeah. You know, you're making a little bit on it, you know, but it's...
It's chump change.
It really is.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no... It's a disaster for the business.
They're walking out of here with 2-carat diamonds on their hand, and I get, you know, 2,500, and we make 15 or so, you know.
Yeah. In a day and age when you need dollars to pay your bills, like every other year, it's crazy.
And you know what the biggest aggravation for us this year is? It seems like everything is, well, I see the one you got... But I want it a little different, so then you special order it, and then you can't get rid of the stuff that's sitting in your cases, you know.
That has been an ongoing problem for probably the last couple of years. Nobody buys out of cases anymore. Everybody wants something different. And so everybody's got a lot of very expensive props.
Yeah, and that just doesn't cut it.
No, and, you know, depending on how old those are, it's almost worth scrapping them and getting probably as much as you paid for them. But then what do? You don't have any inventory.
Right. You got to have something to show or people
yep.
aren't going to even look.
Yeah. It's a catch 22.
And then they end up buying the same thing that everybody else does.
Yep.
Which is a big solitaire with either diamonds down the shank or plain solitaires or whatever.
Right.
Very simple, because all of this fancy halo shit was designed to make a half carat or a 3/4 carat look bigger, you
right.
know. And so consequently, when you're buying a 2-carat, you don't need that shit.
No, and it actually looks stupid.
It really does.
Yeah, you know, I've had to see people, I guess the one solution to some of that was these hidden halos, where they were putting some of the stuff underneath them, you know, at least get a profile
yeah.
look. Of
boy,
some
boy
sort.
Howdy, when those son of a bitches fall out.
Oh my God! Yeah, it's silly. It's silly. It's like
fucking hell.
It's like chroming out your carburetor on your car. Who the hell cares? Nobody's seeing it anyways.
Yeah, exactly right.
It's strange business. Strange things that we're going through right now.
Well, somebody was talking to a dealer the other day who's a friend of mine out in Los Angeles, and I said three things have really screwed up our business, and I said, lab, diamonds, the price of gold, and tariffs.
Yep.
They've got this business so screwed up, I don't know which way to go, you know.
I've done this
a long time, and I don't know what to do.
It's a triple whammy. I mean, any one of those is disruptive enough, but having three of them going at the same time is kind of, it's uncharted territory.
Yeah. They say, oh, gold dropped a little bit, dropped to 4,200. Big freaking deal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we still have items in our inventory like studs and tennis bracelets and things like that that we put together when gold was around 2,000. They're absolute steals because Mike's just selling them for what, you know, based on what he paid for them. But you know, when we go to replace them, you know, it's like everything else. You kind of play a game. You look for different mountings that don't cost as much, but then you've got a cheaper product.
Yep, that's exactly right. And that's really bad is on the bracelets.
Yeah, bracelets in particular, yeah.
Because they are susceptible to more wear. It seems like bracelets wear out faster than anything else.
Yeah, they get caught on everything, too.
Well, they sit there and they flex, 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 and you got gold rubbing against gold, wears itself down, and these women around here, they think they got to stick that on and wear it 24/7, 7 days a week. You know.
Yep.
And next thing you know, they're coming in and I paid $2,000 for this bracelet, and well, you wore it out. What do you want me to tell you?
That's it. You paid 10 times that for your car, and you can't get anywhere near that either.
Yeah. Well, I tell people, they come in and they bitch about, well, this is just, it's just not wearing well. I lost a diamond out of it, blah, 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 blah. And I said, look, I'm going to tell you what, like it is. I said, if you want your jewelry to last, you wear it like you would a good pair of shoes. I said, would you take a pair of Italian shoes and wear it out working in the damn yard? Well, no. Do you wear your ring out there? Well, I want to wear my ring all the time. And don't bitch at me when I'm fixing it.
Yeah, well, and buy something heavier. Pay extra money for it to make it last longer, and there's still no guarantee even with that.
Nope, especially the way they cover them with these little puke-ass diamonds anymore, you know.
Yeah.
So,
little crappy bead set, little twisty thing holding a diamond in place.
Yeah. Yeah, I think in the China, they just stub them down with tension between the prongs. I don't even think they push the prongs over them. I think they just push it down in there.
I doubt it. Yeah, they're just trying to get it out the door as quickly as possible for as light as possible so they can sell it as cheap as possible.
Exactly right. And the less time that you take setting it, the more profitable it is. Anyway,
oh, yeah.
That's my bitch for the day. I got nothing shaking. So.
All right. Well, anything I can do for you, let me know.
I'll do it.
Give my best to the family.
I will. Bye.
See ya. Bye.